We go down the Subway Fresh Take hotline, and I don't even want to call him a guest. I should call him a co-host because he's appearing on the program quite a bit. Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Congratulations. You got the first guy or the first round pick under contract today. I doubt this was a very difficult deal, was it?
No, and thanks for having me on, Robin. This is sort of becoming a routine thing now.
It is, yeah, yeah.
No, as I said early on, I know I was asked a question at development camp, is there an urgency? And there really was no urgency to get him signed, obviously. Yeah. You know, what we think of Sam, we were going to get him signed. It's just a matter of when. And we had a couple conversations. I had a conversation with his representatives over the last week, and we got a deal, and it got done, and I think the biggest thing is it now is behind him, and he's still got some time here before camp. When I talked to Sam the other day to really focus and eliminate all the other distractions and get ready for training camp and putting his best foot forward.
You know, you and I had the conversation yesterday when we were talking about Yoni Ortiz about development, and you made the point that everybody's a little bit different. Your expectations for Sam Bennett at his first National Hockey League camp?
Well, you know, really, I'm always hesitant to talk about that because, you know, obviously the player is excited to come to camp. And if you ask Sam, and you probably have talked to him, I know he was on with you guys earlier, you know, Sam's got one goal in mind, and that's to make the hockey club. And that's great. And that's what we love about Sam. Training camp, preseason, that'll all determine where Sam is. My expectation, he's going to come in. He's going to be a player that's hungry. He's going to be a player that's, there's going to be a lot of want and will. But where he goes in October, in my mind, I'm of the belief that Sam will be back playing junior. But that's up to the player. If he proves to us that he's ready and he's capable and that not only can he be in the NHL, but it's going to serve the right purpose, then that's something we're going to look at. So, my expectations for Sam right now is just, you know, that he's going to be a player that's going to come in and be a hungry player, and we'll see where we get to in training camp.
That's really fair to the player, though, isn't it? And that's got to be part of it. You don't want to set unreasonable expectations or anything like that. And then if the other, I guess the flip side of that is you might ignite something too, right?
Yeah, well, I think the initial reaction, and I understand coming into this, you know, coming into this job here, and I understand it completely in terms of the everybody around the team. We want these players to have success, and obviously we the people around the organization saw what happened with Sean Monahan. But you know, it's important to realize that the Sean Monahans of the world are the exception, not the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be well known and very, very clear that we are not going to just push people in to the league because they were drafted a certain spot or you know, just for any other reason. Then they need to be ready. They need to be ready to play. They need to be ready in the league because you can do so much harm putting people into the league before they're ready. Him going and playing junior or players going back, as we talked about with Ordeal and spending more time in the minors, those things can only benefit them. You need to be ready when you're getting into the league. So, as I told Sam, there's no expectation. That's not to say that, you know, we want him to do well and we expect him to put the work in and be prepared when he comes to training camp, but there's no pressure in terms of having to jam him into the lineup in October. And his play, his where he's at, those all, and as I said with all the players, they, you know, too many times people think the coach or the manager dictates who's going to be on the team. The players decide who's going to be on the team and at what time and so on and so forth. So his play and his readiness will determine where he's going to be.
Brad Treliving, general manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest. Big story of the day is Sam Bennett signing his entry-level contract. Your thoughts, and I know, I'm sure you're positive about it, but he goes to a World Junior camp. Your thoughts on the World Junior experience for a young man like him?
I think it's just a great experience. You know, it's funny though, Rob. I mean, the one thing I say that you know, collectively we do in this business. If you look at those top players, especially in their draft year, it's such a busy time for them. You look back and a lot of them, you know, going back to last August, and a lot of players participate in the Ivan Hlinka, and then, you know, they're getting into their junior camps, and then they got their junior season, and, you know, prospect game, and you know, World Junior, then you get into the combine. So in Sam's case, you know, that all ends sort of with the draft, and a week later he's at our development camp, and, you know, in the beginning of August he's at the World Junior. So, you know, it's always a difficult year, that first year or that draft year, for those players, but I think it's just an absolutely wonderful experience to go through. I think it's if he's, you know, if it works out, and we've got a lot of time between now and December that Sam's part of that team, I think you can only benefit from the experience. You're playing against the very best in your peer group, the stage, and then obviously this year with the tournament being in Canada and all the things that go along with that, I think it's just a great development tool, as well as being just a great tournament. I think it's a wonderful development tool for these young men.
So, Brad, you watch this guy all season long, and then you get a chance to talk to him and test him in Toronto before the draft. You draft him. You bring him to Prospect Camp. Tell me about Prospect Camp. Did you learn something about Sam Bennett? Did you find something out by kind of having him in your backyard?
Well, it's interesting. It's a good question, because I think, you know, as you go through that process, obviously you're watching the player, you're evaluating the player, you're spending time throughout the year with the player to get to know them. You go through the, you know, sort of the combine experience. We actually brought Sam to Calgary for, the combine experience is sort of a real snapshot. You get 15 minutes with these guys. We brought a number of guys in, Sam being one that we really wanted to spend a full day with. The development camp experience, it's the first time with your player. You know, it's, you know, the rest of it, you're sort of digging for information. It's sort of like all of a sudden now it's your child, and, you know, you get to have, you know, start that relationship with him. So I don't know if there's anything different. I think more than anything, it validated a lot of our beliefs in him. This is just a driven young man. You know, he's a guy that his sole focus is to be in Calgary. He's a guy that he doesn't take no for an answer very well, which is a great thing. And I loved his ability to take in information, you know, and there's a lot of information in those development camps, everything from nutrition to, you know, the off-ice training and all that. He was a sponge, and, you know, and Sam, it's all about it's all about winning with Sam. And that's, you know, ultimately when we went through the process of, you know, evaluating these players, and you watch them on the ice and you're evaluating the skill set, a big part of, you know, what we want to build here is the character piece and the people that will take personal responsibility for wins and losses. And that's Sam Bennett to a T. This guy's, you know, it's about wins, it's about winning a championship, it's about team success, and everybody talks about it. That's part of this kid's DNA. So that's, you know, when you get a chance to sit down now over the course of a week with him here, you know, to me it just validated our belief in the kid.
One more on Sam, and that was, you know, we often ask the question, you come to a pro camp, you know, what do you got to do to get ready for the next level? I was curious what he thought he was doing good at that camp, and he said it was his compete level, his battle, and he said being in the right place, right time. Did you see the same things? Do you think that was some of his strengths in your camp?
Yeah, and you know, Rob, it's always I said it at the time of the camp, I don't want to say I don't put a lot of stock into the on-ice stuff.
Yeah.
You do, you know, you're picking out just a little bit of sort of the skill level and being able to do certain things and a little bit of the instincts for me. But there's such a variety of the kids that, you know, either been on the ice or been off the ice or all that sort of stuff in the summer hockey. But what I really took from him is he plays at a high tempo. Mm-hmm. Like he's one of those few. There's a lot of guys that can play with speed, but or can do things, play fast, but not actually execute fast. He can execute it at high pace. But there's that, just that, you know, whether it's a game or a scrimmage in the middle of July or if it's a game in January, when the lights go on, this guy just competes. And you could see that at our camp. You know, all of a sudden there's a puck battle, and, you know, he's not really looking at the calendar to say it's July 7. He wants to win the puck. And, you know, to me, those are things that it's just, you either have that or you don't have that. And, you know, that to me, if I took anything out of the development camp, obviously, you know, he's got tremendous skill. He can skate. He can think the game. But it's that internal will that, you know, again, stood out for me.
Brad Treliving, our guest, general manager of the Calgary Flames. Traditionally, it's you know, the first rounder is the guy that gets done. Is there any timetable or any priority to get the rest of your draft picks signed?
I wouldn't say priority. I mean, we're looking at certain things. I would predict right now that you know, we specifically from the draft perspective and the recent draft, that we may just sit tight and allow them to get into the year and continue to watch and monitor. But you know, those things can always change. But nothing is on the horizon at this point.
Just a couple more. One business question. One of my contemporaries did a better job of interviewing yesterday than I did. I forgot to ask you about a couple of your players. Jonas Hiller, I understand that he had, I believe, the appendicitis, was it? Or?
Yeah, and appendicitis. He was working at camp in Switzerland, and all of a sudden had a pain, went in, and he had an appendicitis. And they were able to do the procedure orthoscopically.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, another one of these medical wonders that I didn't know about. And so really the timetable, they said anywhere from 9 to 12 days. So just in speaking with Jonas and his representative, you know, that was last week. He, you know, by next week he feels he's going to be back to normal, up and doing all the normal things that he'd be doing. And, you know, we're not expecting any type of delays or any type of impact in terms of his readiness for camp.
And the rest of your players, we know Emile Poirier's going to be a while yet, but everybody else healthy?
Everybody's progressing. I mean, it was interesting coming in here, and when I started talking and getting reports of, you know, the second day on the job, and we had a number of guys that either were just going for surgery or had surgery. So the good news is they're all progressing. Tyler Witherspoon, who had a significant procedure on his shoulder, is progressing. Same with Poirier. We will, you know, both of them actually were seen recently. Everything has been positive. There's been no setbacks, and quite to the contrary, they're actually ahead of schedule. But, you know, as we get closer to camp, they'll be seen again mid to the third week of August. And we'll, you know, I don't expect either of them at this time to be full participants in camp, but, you know, we'll have a better read as we get closer to camp.
And Seeloff's going to be good to go?
Yeah, touch wood. Patty's made progress. He took a shot there in development camp, but, you know, we all kind of said, uh-oh. But, no, he's worked hard. He's worked extremely hard, this kid, to get back to health, and, you know, all systems go at this point.
Well, Brad, again, I appreciate you coming on for the second day in a row, and we also catch you. If you guys aren't working in your offices, you're going around the country talking to groups. I mean, we had Berkey up in Innisfail talking to the Eagles, and I understand you're out in B.C., and you're going to make a presentation tonight.
Yeah, we're up at the B.C. Hockey Hall of Fame here today. So we just got into Penticton, and so we're all over the place, Rob. You can't keep it. Tough to hit a moving target, we say, so we try to keep moving here a little bit.
So what do you do on stage? Are you a comedy guy? You come with the jokes and the stories?
Well, it's certainly not the looks. I know that part. So it's, I don't know. They're honoring a number of the recipients tonight for inducting them in the BC Hockey Hall of Fame, and then one of them is I believe it's the 02-03 or 03-04 Memorial Cup champion, Kelowna Rocket.
Okay.
So we'll do a presentation with them, it's a good night, and we're back to Calgary in the morning.
Well, as always, I appreciate the time, and I look forward to our conversation on Monday.
You bet. Sounds good, Rob.
Thanks, Brad.
Good weekend.
You too.